Is it hotter today than yesterday?
Yes, it's also very humid.
We can go swimming later to cool off.
No, thanks. I want to stay in the studio.
True. We have air conditioning here.
Right. I am going to spend the whole day inside.
That's no fun.
Going outside is no fun.
Do you have air conditioning at your house?
Yes, I leave it on all the time in the summer. How do you keep cool?
I keep water bottles in my freezer. When I feel hot, I can put one behind my neck to cool off.
Good idea. I also use my ceiling fan. That helps move the air in my house.
Few people like hot weather, and fewer people like hot and humid weather. They want to stay cool. How can they do that? They stay inside and out of the sun. They can usually enjoy air conditioning inside. There are other ways to keep cool. Take a cool shower. Keep water bottles in your freezer. Then put one behind your neck to keep you cool. And use your ceiling fan. It moves the air and helps keep you cool. Hello, everyone. So good to see you today. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. Excited to learn with you today.
Today's topic is seasons.
That's right. And our title is Stay Cool.
So what did we talk about yesterday?
Well, yesterday we talked about one great way to stay cool. That's drinking cold drinks.
Well, Pauline, do you like hot weather?
I like hot weather sometimes, but not if it's too hot and humid.
I guess it depends on the activity you are doing as well. Well, we are talking about seasons today. We are talking about one season in particular, summer.
Speaking of seasons, did you know some places only have two seasons? They don't have four seasons like us.
They don't have four seasons? You mean they don't have a summer, winter, fall, spring?
That's right. These places have two seasons, wet season and dry season.
Oh, let me guess, Pauline. Wet season is when it rains a lot, and dry season, it doesn't rain?
Yes. Some places joke because it is so hot that they have two seasons, hot and really hot.
Well, wherever you live, today is for you. We can talk about staying cool in the summer.
Well, sounds great. Let's get started. But first, let's learn our key words. Here's Jack to help.
Hello. Alex 觉得今天的天气不但热，而且湿气还很重。It's hot and humid today. 形容词 humid 就是湿气重、潮湿的。因为又热又湿黏，所以 Alex 说他要待在有空调的室内。He wants to stay inside. 句尾的 inside 就是在室内、在里面的意思。这种天气 ,Taylor 觉得确实是待在室内比较舒服，因为室内有空调。We have air conditioning here. 名词 air conditioning 就是空调，或是我们说的冷气。Susie 说她会把水瓶放在冷冻库里冰起来，很热的时候把它拿来放在脖子后面凉快一下。Susie keeps water bottles in the freezer. 名词 freezer 可以指冰箱里的冷冻库或是单一的冷冻库。Alex 说她会用吊扇让室内降温。Alex uses a ceiling fan. 名词 ceiling 就是天花板。所以 ceiling fan 指的就是吊扇。吊扇可以帮助室内的空气流通。It moves the air in the house. 我们讲到流动、移动、 转动都可以用词这个词 move。
Is it hotter today than yesterday?
Yes, it's also very humid.
We can go swimming later to cool off.
No, thanks. I want to stay in the studio.
True. We have air conditioning here.
Right. I am going to spend the whole day inside.
That's no fun.
Going outside is no fun.
Well, yesterday was really hot.
Yes, but Peter, today is hotter than yesterday.
You are right. But let's take a look at this word hot.
But I used the word hotter. The weather is even hotter, more hot than yesterday.
Yes, and we add an ER to words like this.To make it even more of that thing we are describing. Hot, hotter. Cold, colder.
And for the most, we add EST to the end of the word. Hottest, coldest.
Very good, Pauline. So today might be the hottest day so far.
It is also very humid. That is when the air is wet, and it makes the hot weather even worse.
I do not like humid, hot weather. I will sweat a lot.
Humid weather is no fun.
Hot, humid weather. That doesn't sound like fun. But it still can be fun because that's today's...
Calendar phrase!
That doesn't sound like fun.
That doesn't sound like fun.
那听起来一点也不好玩。
First, I'm cleaning the kitchen.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Then, I'm cleaning the bathroom.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Then, I'm cleaning the living room.
Oh, that doesn't sound like fun.
Then...I'm having a party!
Oh, that does sound like fun.
Yeah.
Oh, am I invited?
If you help.
That doesn't sound like fun.
That doesn't sound like fun.
那听起来一点也不好玩。
Hot, humid weather is no fun. But what can you do?
You can cool off.
Okay, but how?
Oh, I know. We can go swimming later to cool off.
Oh, I love swimming. I also love learning from Jack, so here he is to tell us more about this sentence.
Susie 说我们可以去游泳凉快一下。We can go swimming later to cool off. 首先我们来看片语 cool off.Cool 可以当动词表达冷却、变凉，而副词 off 有消除、停止的意思，所以合在一起就是片语 cool off， 冷却、凉快一下的意思。在夏天里，常见的句型就是 do something to cool off， 表示做某件事来凉快一下。Susie 想要去游泳凉快一下 ，I'd like to eat ice cream to cool off。我想吃冰淇淋凉快一下，或者 you can sit in the shade to cool off， 你可以坐在阴凉的地方凉快一下，这些都是 to do something to cool off 的用法。
Thanks Jack, but no thanks.
What? No thanks? What do you mean?
Well, Alex doesn't want to go swimming.
What?Who wouldn't like to go swimming? Swimming is the perfect thing to do on a hot and humid day.
He just wants to stay in the studio. There is air conditioning there.
Oh, true. We have air conditioning in the studio. Air conditioning makes the air cold. Home and buildings have it.
You might hear people say AC. That is short for air conditioning.AC is easier to say. Some people might say air con, too. But all these mean the same thing.
Well, Alex is not interested in leaving the air conditioning at all. He says, I am going to spend the whole day inside. Here's Rebecca to practice that some more.
Hello, friends. Here is the moment that you've been waiting for. You get to learn a new use-it tip. If you want to say that you're going to do something, you can use today's use-it. For example, I'm going to play music all night. Or you could also say, I'm going to take a vacation soon. It's time for you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So Alex wants to stay inside. I don't blame him. It is hot outside.
Inside and outside. Friends, do you hear the word in and out? That is an easy way to remember inside and outside.
But that's no fun. Staying inside all day is no fun. He should go outside, go swimming.
I agree. Well, friends, we are having fun here together, but we do need to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, everyone. So we've been talking about air conditioning. Do all homes have air conditioning?
Ooh, well, I think it depends where you live. Some places aren't very hot in the summer, so homes and buildings don't need air conditioning. But in other places like Florida, almost every home has air conditioning.
That's a good point, Pauline. Well, friends, let's watch this next conversation together.
Do you have air conditioning at your house?
Yes, I leave it on all the time in the summer. How do you keep cool?
I keep water bottles in my freezer. When I feel hot, I can put one behind my neck to cool off.
Good idea. I also use my ceiling fan. That helps move the air in my house.
Well, this is a good question to ask today. The weather is hot and humid. So, do you have air conditioning at your house?
Yes, I don't think that I could live without it.
That's a funny way of saying it. When you can't live without something, that just means you really care about it. I can't live without my phone. Well, of course you could live. It's just what we say.
Normally, I would agree with you, Pauline, but today is really hot.
It is summer. Alex leaves the AC on all the time in the summer. Let's visit Jack to learn more about this sentence. Hi, Jack.
Alex 觉得天气真的是太热了，所以他家的空调都是开着的。他说 ，I leave it on all the time in the summer。这里的动词 leave 可以用来表达任由某样东西停留在某种状态的意思。所以 leave it on 就是让它开着的意思。这个 leave 后面可以接形容词，比如说门不用关，让它开着就行了。Just leave it open, 或者 don't leave it wet like that, 表示不要让它那样湿湿的不管。这个 leave 的用法比较特别一点哦。
Thanks, Jack. Hey, Pauline, can you think of other ways to stay cool?
Well, sometimes I leave town and I go up to the mountains. Usually it is cooler in the mountains.
That's a fun way. When I lived in the Philippines, I would come home and lay on the floor. The floor was really cool, even though the weather was so hot.
Well, Susie keeps water bottles in her freezer. When she feels hot, she can put one behind her neck to cool off.
That is almost too cold for me. I think it would feel uncomfortable.
Well, maybe if it was serious, but Alex has a more normal idea. Alex uses his ceiling fan that helps move the air in his house.
When it is humid, it is important to keep the air moving.
Many homes have fans on the ceiling. Hot air rises to the ceiling, so a fan will get all that hot air out.
If the ceiling is the top of the room, then we should look at some other words, like a floor. We stand on the floor. And the walls are the sides of the room.
I know a lot of people that will leave the house on hot days. Air conditioning is expensive, and it isn't that nice to be in a hot house. So they go to the mall.
That's a good idea. And good air conditioning, you can walk around and enjoy your friends there.
That's right, and it's free. You can also spend the day looking in stores and shopping, so it can be a fun way to spend a hot day.
You could see a movie in a cool movie theater, too.
Wow, there are lots of ways to stay cool. I'm glad we talked about this. But now, friends, it's time to review all those great key words we learned. Let's do that now.
Here's the first key word from today. Humid. Humid. It's very humid today.
Inside. Inside. Please wait inside. Don't go outside.
Air conditioning. AC. Air conditioning. AC. The air conditioning keeps us cool.
Freezer. Freezer. Get some ice out of the freezer.
Ceiling. Ceiling. Look up at the ceiling.
Move. Move. Move the box over there. Okay, friends, those are your keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review those conversations one more time together.
Is it hotter today than yesterday?
Yes, it's also very humid.
We can go swimming later to cool off.
No, thanks. I want to stay in the studio.
True. We have air conditioning here.
Right. I am going to spend the whole day inside.
That's no fun.
Going outside is no fun.
Do you have air conditioning at your house?
Yes. I leave it on all the time in the summer. How do you keep cool?
I keep water bottles in my freezer. When I feel hot, I can put one behind my neck to cool off.
Good idea. I also use my ceiling fan that helps move the air in my house.
This banana slushy is nice and cool.
So is this bubble tea.
But I'm still hot. How else can I keep cool?
Air conditioning, of course.
Air conditioning is a good reason to stay inside.
And you can always take a cool shower.
Yeah, take a shower in a waterfall.
Here's an idea. Keep a water bottle in the freezer.
The water will freeze.
And then you can put it behind your neck.
Brrr, that ice will feel nice.
And how about a ceiling fan?
Yeah, they move the air around.
Or use a handheld fan.
Ooh, wow, is that your biggest fan?
Very funny.
Yeah, I thought so.
Wow!
Whew. Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I just got home, and it's really hot outside today. I'm so glad I have air conditioning in my house. And now I think I need a cold drink so I can cool off. When it's hot in the summer, there are many ways to stay cool. Most homes have air conditioning, but that uses a lot of power. There are other ways to stay cool. You can drink lots of water. Water lowers your body temperature and helps you stay cool. You can use fans in your house. Fans move the air around and help keep you cool. Ceiling fans help move the cold air from your air conditioner around your home. If you use fans, you can keep your air conditioner fan on low. This helps keep the humidity lower. If you're hot when you first come in from outside, put your feet in cool water. This will help your whole body cool down faster. Keep water bottles in your freezer. You can take one out and put it on the back of your neck. Or you can drink the cold water as the ice in the bottle melts. You can also put one in your bed to cool it off before you go to sleep. It will make your sheet cool before you lie on it. Finally, don't use a stove to cook on hot days. The heat from the stove heats up your house. Cook food in the microwave instead. When your house stays cool, you will too. Wow. I feel better now. My cold drink really helps me feel cooler. And I turn on my ceiling fan. That moves the air around in my house. Now I will just sit here and relax. Then I can stay cool. And I hope you're staying cool this summer, everyone. That's all for today. I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
Well, today's lesson came just in time, so now you have some ways to talk about the weather, but also some good ideas on how to stay cool. Well, friends, stay cool, and we'll see you next time, right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye!